Hello, this is Dr. Mark Van Hoekstraat. I'm a chiropractor and wellness doctor, and you are about to listen to an interview my wife and I did as guest speakers on the popular internet radio show Health News, which airs weekly out of the Northeast United States. This interview will give you a general overview of us and our practice and how we can help you achieve the results you desire. Now, what it will not do is allow us to answer your questions about your particular health goals and what issues you are currently having that we can help you with. Now, after working with thousands of people over many, many years, I know nothing is more important than helping you. I know you want to be healthier next year than you are this year, and even healthier 5 years from now. I also know finding the answers for the problems you have right now are the most important. And I want to help you do that, or at least point you in the right direction. The best way to do that is for me to offer you a special gift, a complimentary consultation with either myself or my wife over the phone or in our office. There is no obligation and it won't cost you a thing, just a one-on-one with myself or my wife geared toward making you a healthier you. Now write down our number, 248-628-4886. Give us a call, and let's find out how to make every day a healthier day for you. Now, enjoy the interview.
Well, hello, it's Dr. Alan Weinstein here for the Health News Show. And I have two very special guests with me today, Dr. Mark and Dr. Colleen Van Hoekstraat. They're a husband and wife team. They've been practicing for 19 years. I'm always excited when I can get a husband and wife team on the show, because when they're living the wellness and chiropractic lifestyle together, it really changes the game. Now, everyone knows we travel all over the world to get the top health professionals on the show. And I heard about Dr. Mark and Dr. Colleen. And whenever I put the word out, I say I'm looking for some people that are focus on family wellness and do things that other people don't do. I put the word out, and then I started hearing about Dr. Mark and Dr. Colleen. I gave them a buzz, tried to get them on the show. We actually tried to do this a few times. We ran into problems with technicalities. Then we ran into problems with weather, but they've taken time out of their busy schedule so they can get on our show. So let's start off by saying hello. Good morning, Dr. Mark. Good morning, Dr. Colleen. How are you both doing?
Good morning, Alan. We're doing well. Thank you.
Hello, Dr. Allen. Good morning.
Hey, fantastic. Good deal. Let me take a minute and tell everyone a little bit about your practice, and then we'll jump right into it. Sound good?
Great.
Fantastic. As I said, Dr. Mark and Dr. Colleen are our husband and wife team. They've been practicing over 19 years. They do traditional corrective chiropractic care, but they also have completed the only certification program there is for family wellness. So we're going to talk a little bit about family wellness. They also do what they call neurologically based chiropractic brain-based treatments. I'm not exactly sure what that is, so hopefully we'll talk about that. They do rehabilitation in the office. I think that's also somewhat brain-based. They focus on nutrition, healthy weight loss, compared to the average weight loss, which I consider unhealthy weight loss. They do cleansing and cellular detox. I don't know much about what that is either, so hopefully we'll talk about that. Advanced nutritional testing, natural solutions for digestive and inflammatory gut issues, autoimmune problems, hormonal imbalances, food sensitivities. I hope you're getting a sense here that they really are what I like to say the future of healthcare now. Most of the models that we get to see that most people are familiar with is what we call a sick-based model. They deal with people's problems when they're sick. And ultimately, what Dr. Mark and Dr. Colleen have done has put together a model that is really, as I said, the future of healthcare, where you could go and get all the things that you need under one roof to make you healthy rather than just wait for you to get sick and then do what everyone's been doing in a failed model that never seems to work. So I'm going to start with you, Dr. Colleen. Why don't you get started and tell everyone how you got started in the healthcare business?
Well, thank you, Dr. Allen. I grew up in Canada, and as a rule of thumb, you either had to be a figure skater or a hockey player as a child. So I grew up in a figure skating model, and as a result of a series of injuries, And growing up in a family that didn't follow a healthcare model, we were only aware of the sickness care model, I ended up having multiple surgeries and injections and really, in hindsight now, going down the wrong path. But that's what ultimately brought me to chiropractic, because as a result of some of the mishappenings with those surgeries and not healing properly, I ended up finally literally being carried to a chiropractor when I was in university back in Canada, and I just fell in love. I fell in love with the science. I fell in love with the art. I fell in love with the whole philosophy of going about taking care of the human body as a whole and helping people achieve health that will last through natural methods. So that carried me to chiropractic school, and then once I was there, you know, your eyes are just wide open when you're there. I had been having migraine headaches, most likely as a result of some of the medications I'd been put on earlier with the surgeries, but I had been told there's nothing you could do. So I was having really severe and debilitating migraines at the time that I moved down to go to chiropractic school. And just as a result of starting with regular chiropractic care, those dissipated. So I just have a couple really personal reasons why chiropractic just made so much sense to me initially early on. And then in the past 19 years, you know, you hear people say you learn more about your trade once you're out of school, and that has just proven itself to be so overwhelmingly true with all the advanced training and seminars we've gone to. We love that. We are just so passionate about continuing our education and evolving to meet the ever-changing needs of our society, because, you know, you listed all the things that we do, and it can sound like we're all over the place, but they all come back to helping people function better, so that, sure, we want them to feel better, but we're really helping people function better. And chiropractic is phenomenal. It's at the foundation of everything that we do. We just recognize that we're living in more toxic times. People are further off track, not always because of their own fault. There's a lot of other factors at play with food manufacturers and whatnot, not providing us with the best quality to base our health decisions upon. So people need more help, and that's why we've continued our education so that our practice evolves to meet those needs.
Well, fantastic. And Dr. Mark, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have a tough act to follow here. I could already tell how Dr. Colleen started. So why don't you tell us how you got started in the healthcare business?
Yeah, well, and I'd like to add as well that, you know, she was fortunate enough to visit as her first chiropractic experience one of the true pioneers in chiropractic, and that was Dr. George Goodhart's office. So she got a great start. Personally, myself, you know, a lot of chiropractors, you know, got introduced to chiropractic because of a major health challenge, or that, you know, they had a miraculous healing. It wasn't the case for me. Growing up, I was, you know, playing a lot of sports. I was an athlete. I was just very interested in, you know, the human body and health and fitness. And I was fortunate enough to grow up in a household where drugs were not prevalent. You know, we didn't medicate everything. We were generally healthy. So we didn't grow up in that mindset, that medical mindset. And through a couple injuries in high school with football and other things, one of my best friend's mom was a CA for a chiropractor. So I ended up starting to see this chiropractor, and he was an old school guy. He was in his 70s when I first started seeing him, and he just took the time to kind of educate me on chiropractic, and I just gravitated towards it naturally. It just made a lot of sense, and so that was my chosen path pretty much. By the time I finished high school, I knew what I wanted to do. And so we met at school. And as fate would have it, we got together and ended up in Michigan. And, you know, so we're going close on 20 years now in practice. And like my wife said, we realized early on in our chiropractic career that, you know, adjusting subluxations, getting people's nervous system functioning properly, maintaining that nerve system integrity is paramount to people functioning well and being able to heal and adapt to their environment. But at the same time, we also realize that, you know, adjusting subluxations is not going to fix a problem somebody has from eating fast food all the time, or being stressed out, or other lifestyle factors that play a role in their health equally as well. So that's, again, why we took advanced training and continue to study. In fact, I think I study now more every day than I ever did in chiropractic college. So, but it's a passion now, and it's something that we continue to do. And I think that's why, you know, in our practice, we feel like we have the tools and the resources and the education and the experience to help anybody. I don't care what they walk in with, whatever diagnosis or label they've been handed. I think we have the tools and the talent to help them.
Well, you said a whole bunch of stuff there. So let me take this, pick this apart a little bit so I can bring our audience up to speed. First, I want to say that I didn't really realize, Dr. Colleen, that you had an experience in George Goodhart's office. The reason I'm even bringing that up is because I have been was a very, very good friend of George's for many, many years. I studied together, had dinner in his home, been on vacations with George, and literally spent time with George from, I guess it was 1983 up until almost the time that he passed away. So that was amazing that you were there. I've been treated by George myself. How was that experience for you?
Oh, you know, I had nothing to compare it to prior to that. But in hindsight now, I think, oh, my goodness, nothing like starting at the top. Because it's such a personal journey that you take when you walk in the door, right? It's not just the status quo and we're just going to take you through a little routine. It's we test for this. If we find A, we go this direction. If we find B, we go that direction. So I love that. I love that about not just Dr. Goodhart's office, but the opportunity we all have to practice like that. And that's, you know, we find that we've evolved even more into that as the years go by. You really have to look at each person as an individual case and do some investigation on their part. So I love the fact that, you know, it's coming full circle. We practice more like him now than ever before.
Yeah, just amazing. He was a great guy. And my first chiropractor, by the way, I'm 64 years old. I was 17 the first time I went to a chiropractor. I had a torticollis, which for the listeners, your head's basically locked in one position to your shoulder. And my chiropractor was Reggie Gold. So another pioneer. So we both started really at the top, which is amazing. Now, I think I'm going to throw this to you first, but you guys could jump in anywhere you want. Number one, most people, when they think of chiropractic, think of back pain, they think of neck pain, they think of headaches, which of course you mentioned. And I know you guys do fantastic with that stuff. But Dr. Colleen, you mentioned the word function a few times when you started talking. And Dr. Mark, you mentioned the word subluxation a number of times, which most people that are listening probably don't know what that means yet. You also said something about the nervous system. So here's my question, and either one of you can go first. I think I'm going to throw it to you, Dr. Mark, because you mentioned the word subluxation a couple of times. What is it that you and Dr. Colleen do that is different, or what is it that you do that gives the ability for people to function better, to be healthier? Because as I said, most people just think of back pain and neck pain when they think of a chiropractor. So you start there, and then when he's done, Dr. Colleen, if you want to jump in here, that's great.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so I blame chiropractors mostly for allowing the public to think of chiropractic in that light. And, you know, there's many factors for that. So we, from the get-go, when we see a new patient or even someone who's been to other chiropractors, on the very first visit, we take some time to educate them on the fact of what chiropractic is and what it is not. And one of the first statements we always tell every new patient is that chiropractic is not about your back. We're not back doctors. Chiropractic is about your life. And then we get into explaining the relationship between, you know, the nervous system, how their body functions, how their body can heal, and the crucial role that the spine plays in that. So, you know, just in real simple terms for people listening, you know, the spine isn't just a stack of bones in your body. Your spine houses and protects your central nervous system. Your central nervous system is the reason you can do anything through any day. And the spine plays a major role there in protecting that system, but at the same time, the spine not only being a structural support system, it needs to move, and it needs to move freely. And when the spine does that, and when we intentionally move our spine, that charges the battery. That sends these really great, healthy nerve signals to the brain to allow us to maintain homeostasis and balance and growth and repair and healing. And when we subject our bodies and our spines in particular to stress through poor posture or, you know, repetitive injuries or other stressors, now we change our whole state of physiology away from homeostasis and balance into a state of stress physiology. That's the fight or flight physiology. And everything changes then. You know, different functions in the body are upregulated, other functions are downregulated, things like digestion and immune function can't function properly or at optimal levels when we have subluxation problems within our spine. So that's really the beauty of chiropractic. It's very simple yet extremely powerful. When you start adjusting people and removing subluxations, restoring function and movement to their spine, the floodgates of healing just open up. And so, you know, we're never surprised, although it's wonderful to hear stories where people come back and they're sleeping better, or things that have been plaguing them for years that they maybe didn't even bring up during their consultation are getting better, digestion improvement, you know, like I said, sleep patterns or energy states, or they just, you know, stop getting colds as often or as frequent, or their allergies start to dissipate. Things that you wouldn't necessarily associate with the back of the spine get better. And so we really put an emphasis on educating our practice members how important it is to practice good spinal hygiene, not just because it helps their back feel better, but because it helps their brain function better. And as the brain goes, so goes the rest of the body.
So you're saying, so when you use the word subluxation, you're really talking about some type of interference in the nervous system between the brain and the body that's stopping the person from functioning better, yes?
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, cool. Dr. Colleen, talk a little bit about with what Dr. Mark said, but add the function piece. You mentioned functioning better. So let's talk about that a little bit if you can.
Well, when we look at function, we're considering how are the cells actually functioning? Are they working together in a state of balance? And some of the examples that we will typically give a practice member here is, so you come in with screaming low back pain, let's say. I'm going to deliver an adjustment where I've assessed is the focal point that requires the adjustment. Once I've delivered that adjustment, the nervous system is going to take over from there. We cleared a pathway for improved nerve flow to happen. I can't control where it goes from there. It might go directly to, let's say, the muscle spasm in the low back and start to calm that down. But what if it's going to cells that are currently dysfunctional or functioning in a state of imbalance? That's the type of thing we talk about. We can't control where it goes. It might be improving function at something much more important than a muscle spasm right now. It might do both. But it's all that stuff that we can't measure. We can't test someone specifically for exactly where in the body the cells are not functioning. We just know the nervous system is the primary mechanism to restore optimal function, optimal homeostasis, optimal balance within all the systems and organs of the body. So when we deliver an adjustment, we know because the nervous system is being freed up that there's going to be improved function throughout the body. And that's one of those components of the art of chiropractic that I love, is we don't have 100% control as doctors. That's from that inborn innate intelligence that the body came with. So we just free up the nervous system and let that intelligence do what's necessary for that person to heal.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Dr. Mark and Dr. Colleen Van Hoogstraat. Their phone number, 248-628-4886. Their website, www.lifetimewellness.net. So let me ask you a question. We talked about function. We're talking about how the nervous system controls that function, the connection between the brain and the body, how you could develop these subluxations and which stop that function, or at least stop it from being 100%. What kind of problems do actually people then bring into your office that you get a chance to see?
Well, certainly you get, you know, when most people think of chiropractic or think of calling a chiropractor, we'll certainly get our fair share of people coming in with, you know, lower back problems, neck problems, even shoulder problems, different types of pain or musculoskeletal type disorders. But we've also, you know, through educating our practice members, you know, we do see them coming to us or asking for help for, you know, a number of other health conditions, everything from sleep disorders and digestive problems. You know, when we do seminars and educational series, we'll focus on things outside of chiropractic many times, like gut issues or thyroid problems or other hormonal imbalances. So, you know, we're starting to see people with really any health condition from A to Z that you can think of. because in many cases through nutrition, through some supplementation, certainly through our chiropractic care, and maybe some, they might need some specific brain-based or nerve system rehab type exercises, we can help most conditions and provide natural solutions so that people can avoid, you know, dangerous side effects from medications or avoid surgeries. So we're, you know, our practice has really opened up to if someone is unhealthy, someone is has a serious health concern, and they're looking for a safer, more natural way to help it, we feel we can do that. We feel very confident in being able to help anybody with any condition.
Let me ask this question of you, Dr. Colleen. For our listeners that are out there that maybe have some health challenges, health problems, whether it's a digestive problem or a back problem or a sleep disorder or all the things that you mentioned, what would you say is the chance that those problems are related to a nervous system dysfunction?
I would say that there's a 100% chance that they're related to a nervous system dysfunction. And maybe being more specific, I would say there's a 100% chance or certainty that if their nervous system were functioning better, those problems would be less likely. That's how I would like to state it. It's involved, the nervous system is involved with absolutely everything. So it always makes sense. No matter what you're going through, whether you're trying to recover your health or maximize your health, you can't forget about the foundation. That's our foundational system. So the more we protect it and enhance its function, the more we're going to improve. Again, whether it's a chronic, serious, degenerative condition we're looking to recover from or just stay healthy and live a healthy lifestyle. You chiropractic know, care has got to be at the foundation of that.
Yeah, you know, I think Dr. Mark said it earlier that, you know, chiropractors have created sort of their own public relations problem by telling everyone what they do is really treat back pain. And yet, as you said, there's a 100% chance that it could be related to a misfunction of or a malfunction of the nervous system. How is it that most people, well, let me ask the question this way. How would someone know if it's a nervous system problem? I mean, most people don't even know to get their nervous system checked. How do they find out if it's nerve-related or not nerve-related?
Well, that's where we've had, you know, we have some, you know, standardized tests that we do on virtually everybody that comes in. Everything from simple posture analysis to motion palpation of their spine. We also do some computerized nerve testing where we do a thermal scan to look for areas of imbalance within the nervous system. That test more specifically looks at the silent part of the nervous system. So not many people are aware that, you know, they feel pain, they feel different sensations, but a very small percentage of the nerves in the human body actually feel anything. So medicine has done a great job of getting people to look at their symptoms or to assess their health based on how they feel, and the solution does the same. The solution makes them feel better or more comfortable while, you know, an underlying condition can get worse over time. So one of the tests that we do looks at what's called the autonomic nervous system. That's the silent part of the nervous system that controls your organs, glands, and blood vessels, really all the chemistry of life, so to speak, that's happening. So we can get a more exact analysis of the nervous system above and beyond just what the patient is experiencing or feeling. And then, of course, you have, you know, your standard x-rays to assess the position and alignment of the spine. And, you know, there's really a whole host of tests that you can do to get very specific with what's going on. We will also introduce some more brain-based examinations to determine really how well-functioning or how well their brain is functioning. And we can even get zero in on specific lobes of the brain, like assessing their cerebellar function or, you know, the frontal lobes. And so that allows us then to get even more specific with the care that we render or the adjustments can be more specific to helping that part of the brain or that area so that, you know, the person gets better faster and more effectively and more completely.
Now, you said something there that I think really is a big direction here that I want to go in, and that is you said that only a certain percentage of the nerves in the body are really for symptoms. That sounded to me like I could have a nervous system problem and not have a symptom. Am I correct in assuming that?
Yeah, exactly. And that's another thing we try to educate our patients on is they can be walking around with subluxations in their spine for months or years and not really experience any back trouble or pain of any sort. And this is really important when it comes to their children, because we don't want them to leave their kids at home subluxated and just wait till they're in their 20s or 30s before they start complaining of aches and pains. So it's important for people to realize that most of the nerves in their body don't feel anything, which is why people don't feel diabetes developing. They don't feel cancer developing. They don't feel chronic illness developing. It's a slow, insidious process. So basing your health or basing your decision on whether or not you should see a chiropractor or whether or not you should get adjusted just on how you feel is very inaccurate and very very scary or dangerous road to go down. So chiropractic, one of the great things about chiropractic and the philosophy within chiropractic is it was one of the first true wellness approaches and preventative approaches in healthcare, where we teach people, and this has been going on for 118 years in chiropractic, we've been teaching people don't, you know, just react to symptoms. You want to be proactive with your health, and that includes, you know, maintaining a good healthy spine, practicing spinal hygiene just like we practice good dental hygiene, you know, eating a healthy diet, exercising, having a good healthy mindset and attitude, you know, managing those stressors in your life and not just deciding to do something or reacting to a symptom or something that you feel. Because that's, you know, eventually, you know, once the pain is there, once the symptom is there, most cases, that problem has been there for a while. So it is now a chronic condition. It's not just an acute back problem.
Well, you know, you name some of, you know, the big diseases you named that don't have symptoms, which is huge: diabetes, heart disease, cancer, of course, the silent killer, high blood pressure. I'm directing this towards you, Dr. Colleen. It sounds to me that if, because you said this, and I totally agree, if 100% of the problems can have some kind of relationship to the function of the nervous system, and functioning, 100% functioning nervous system is foundational in your health, and the major diseases that we all suffer from and die from now in our society that Dr. Mark, that Dr. Mark named, it makes it sound to me like everyone should have their nervous system checked. Do you agree?
I agree. I think you should head up our marketing department. No, absolutely. I think it's just a foundational element of a healthy lifestyle. It shouldn't just be reserved for times when you have some type of a flare-up of pain. I think it can certainly help, and I would rather get adjusted than take some type of a drug with side effects for pain. But that's, you're missing out on the big picture of everything that chiropractic care and the care of the nervous system can really accomplish and contribute to. If I had not previously been seeing a chiropractor and I was now facing some serious degenerative chronic illness, that would be the time where I would add chiropractic care to my health regime, as well as other things to nourish and support myself with nutrition and exercise and stress reduction and, you know, correct some underlying metabolic and hormonal imbalances. But it would be, my approach, whatever it is, would be incomplete if I wasn't including chiropractic care. It's so simple. But, you know, people aren't being told that. We don't have the conventional healthcare system recommending chiropractic too often, and for good reason. There's, you know, if everyone saw a chiropractor, I understand there'd be less need for conventional treatment and pharmaceuticals. And I would say only the most forward-thinking and advanced medical professionals are recommending chiropractors, and they are. We do see that. We see more and more of it, but not enough. There's an increased rate of sickness and disease. We're not gaining grounds on that, so we need more people recommending more foundational approaches that are all about creating and recreating health on a daily basis instead of treating the symptoms with dangerous methods.
If you've just joined us, we're talking with Dr. Mark and Dr. Colleen Van Hoekstraat. Their phone number, 248-628-4886. Their website, www.lifetimewellness.net. Dr. Colleen was just telling us, we talked about a lot of things, but what we really talked about is how foundational it is to have your nervous system checked, since it controls everything in your body that allows you to function and is the foundation that your health should be based on. And yet there are people listening to this show that have never had their nervous system checked. And she was talking about that, you know, I guess really chiropractors don't have the marketing dollars that big pharmaceutical companies have, because that takes hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. So to get the word out, it really depends on people like the two of you to get into the community, which I know that both of you do, and really teach people what it is health is really all about, rather than the sickness model as we started the show with. So if you've never had your nervous system checked, better yet, if you've never had, and this is where I'm going right now with the conversation, if you've never had your children's nervous system checked, literally you're doing, you're doing a great disservice to your family, to your children. And I want to talk about that for a little bit. And I'm going to throw it right to you, Dr. Colleen. Why would a child need to have their nervous system checked?
Well, we certainly wouldn't expect a child, particularly a baby, to have back pain or migraine headaches yet. So here we blow that whole chiropractic for pain theory out the window. It gets back to function. You want to have an optimally functioning nervous system so that it can reach out and touch all the cells and organs and tissues of that child's body and help them function in a state of balance and homeostasis. That's what the nervous system does, is it coordinates, it harmonizes and balances every part of the body and brain. So we want that for our kids. We want them to grow up with the greatest potential for health, with the strongest immune systems possible, with the greatest ability to adapt to stressors in their environment. We can't remove all the stress in our lives, that's for sure, but we sure can take care of that nervous system so that it can respond more appropriately. So going at it from that perspective, of course, we want, even at the youngest age, our children to be checked. So, for example, today, right after this interview, I'm heading over to the home of a practice member who gets this. The mom and husband and their other two children have been under care for years. To maybe a layperson, there's nothing wrong with them. I'm using air quotes with that. There's nothing wrong with them. They don't have chronic pain or issues like that. They are on board with chiropractic as a part of their healthy lifestyle, just to maximize their health and help them adapt to daily life stressors. Well, they just had a new baby girl last night, so today she's getting her first checkup. I don't assume she has any pain. I'm checking to see if there's any interference along the way, which is pretty common when a little bundle of love like that's been all balled up in mom for 39 and a half weeks. In this case, that there's a good chance that there might be a little misalignment or malfunction along her spinal pathway. So I want to check that, make sure we clear it so that her nervous system can communicate at its highest potential starting in her first 24 hours of life.
Amazing. Just fantastic. My sister's child, who's now 27 years old, was adjusted as soon as the baby came out of the womb, actually. The birth was by a midwife, and of course the chiropractor was there at the time. I wasn't the chiropractor at the time. I think my brother was, who's also a chiropractor, but that baby, she's been perfectly healthy her whole life. Never dealt with any of the problems that most kids grew up with. None of, you know, colds, no flus, none of the major problems whatsoever. And I'm going to ask you a question about that, Dr. Mark, because you had brought up the point that you could be walking around with a nervous system that's not functioning 100% and not know it. Let's take a look at the child, for example. Let's say a child is brought into this world, does not have their nervous system checked, maybe has no symptom or no outward sign that there's a problem. Can we see maybe 5 years later that that this child may all of a sudden be diagnosed with ADHD or a learning disability or maybe asthma or maybe allergies, that had they had that baby, I mean, there's no way to know for sure, but had they had that baby checked and had that nervous system, you know, checked to see if it's functioning 100%, is it possible those kind of child problems are a result of no symptom but also not having a nervous system checked?
Certainly. You know, the environment is everything. And when I say environment, that's everything from, you know, our home life, how often we sit, how we sleep, what kind of foods we eat, what things we're exposed to, how we deal with stress and, you know, physical activities. And so you know, without a doubt, kids growing up today, it's a whole different world than when we grew up with, you know, the advent of all this technology and how the food supply has changed with some of the processed foods and things. And, you know, you just look at, you know, the recommended vaccination schedule for kids and the onslaught of chemicals and toxins that are injected into them. So it's really, you know, it's a whole different world, and it's a tough world for kids to grow up healthy in nowadays without some intention of practicing healthy lifestyle habits. And, you know, it's well documented that just the birth process alone is extremely traumatic. And now, you know, we're looking at about a 50% cesarean rate delivery percentage. And when you go against the grain or go upstream when we're talking about the birth process, you introduce the opportunity for a lot of structural stress or damage to the spine, in particular the neck and the upper cervical spine. And what a powerful area of the spine and the nervous system. So if that area is off or misaligned or subluxated, it opens the door to a whole host of challenges. And again, like my wife said, you're not going to necessarily notice those things early on. A child's not talking and can't tell you, you know, how they feel. They might cry a little bit more. They might not sleep that great. A lot of times those are looked at as, oh, that's normal, or, you know, it's something the mom is doing. And in many cases, it's the child is subluxated. And we see a lot of children in our practice. We have for many years. And so an example would be, you know, a newborn that has trouble nursing, you know, or maybe can only nurse on one side and has difficulty in the other. Many times that's a clear indication that the neck is subluxated and they just can't turn. They're not comfortable and they can't operate on that side. As a child gets older, certainly there's nutritional factors that come into play. You mentioned, you know, ADD and ADHD, major, major brain component there, but not from the standpoint that the public is being told. They're basically being told their kid has a chemical imbalance, and that's just not been proven to be the case. There's no evidence to support that. But in many cases, the brain is just not firing properly. So again, like I mentioned earlier, there's ways to assess brain function, and simple exercises can be used to upregulate or increase the firing in certain areas of the brain. But a lot of times that's coming from the spine. And posture plays a huge role here. We see these kids nowadays with technology, their iPods, their iPads, you know, their DS games, and they're sitting for way too many hours a day, and their heads are down, their heads are in a forward position, just destroying the normal neck curve that's supposed to be there. And so there's just, we feel that, you know, the environment in today's day and age puts a lot of additional stress into the body, into the nervous system, and if we ignore that, that's when health really starts to deteriorate. And it can be a slow process. It can be a little more dramatic or a little more accelerated in other cases, which is why you've got to take an individual approach with each person. But we really make an effort to educate parents on why it's important, why they have to be the parent. They have to teach their children and encourage good posture, you know, good hygiene, good healthy diet. With so many artificial ingredients in foods, particularly artificial sweeteners, we try to teach them, you know, these are direct poisons to the brain. And if you want a good kid, if you want a kid that behaves, you know, well or appropriately or can learn properly, you can't feed them poisons and expect them to perform well. So, you know, we've talked about a lot of things here, and there's a number of factors that play a role here, but definitely we encourage all parents to get your children's nervous system checked as soon after birth as you can, but certainly when they're young, get them checked as a screening exam, because we want to make sure that all those circuit breakers, we refer to the spine as like the circuit breaker, like you have a circuit breaker, electrical panel in your house. The spine is like the circuit breaker of the body. Let's make sure those are all in the on position so that child does have the best opportunity to grow and thrive and stay healthy as best they can.
Just terrific stuff. You know, I'm going to wrap up the show. We're just about out of time. I just want to add one thing to what you said, and then we'll close it out. One, before I do that, I definitely want to have both of you back on the show, because there's so many things that you do we haven't even spoken about. So I'm going to sort of ask for a commitment to get you guys back in the show in the near future. Does that sound good?
Sure.
Sounds great.
Fantastic. Well, let me just tell you this, something adding to what you said. This week I did an interview with a doctor in Germany, Dr. George Giorgio. He's a research scientist, and he did research on what kind of chemistry children are born with. And we see now that the number of drugs and toxins that are passing from the mother into the placenta it has caused children that are literally born with heavy metal toxicities. There's loads of hormones. He did a research project. We had a $1 million grant where they found that just testing the blood of the fetus before it was born, there was already mercury toxicity. There was already antidepressants in the baby system. And they did another project where they found out that they could predict, and they followed these babies for years, they could predict based on the level of mercury toxicity in these children, whether those children would become children with attention deficit disorders, autistic children, literally. And so the point I'm making is, talk about, you know, why would you want to have a child's nervous system checked? Here you have children coming into the world with the stresses of chemistry. You mentioned the traumatic birth process. So we have the physical stresses of being born. There's the emotional stress. So literally, I just want to emphasize what Dr. Marks said, and that is, if you yourself have never had your nervous system checked, if you've never had your children's nervous system checked, you need to give Dr. Colleen and Dr. Mark a call, because it is, as we discussed many times during this event, this interview, the foundation of health. And if you plan to raise healthy children, if you plan to be healthy, you really need to know where your nervous system checks. We've been talking with Dr. Mark and Dr. Colleen Van Hoogstraat. Their phone number, 248-628-4886. Their website, www.lifetimewellness.net. I want to thank both of you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the show. It's really great. As I said, we've already got a commitment in public on the show that you're coming back on the show. So you guys are definitely coming back. Now you have no choice. So again, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Well, thank you Alan.
So much, Dr. Allen.
Yeah, fantastic. Good deal. Let me see. A couple of things I just want to tell you before I get off. Number one, make sure you go to the website, lifetimewellness.net. They have a number of things that you definitely want to get. They have the most extensive health resource on the internet right on their website. It's called The Doctor's Resource. They have their own iTunes show. You could sign up for that. They have their own blog. I think Dr. Colleen has been doing a blog for many, many years. We talked about that a little bit before the show started. But they have a weekly blog, a video blog, a health tip blog. You can sign up for all that stuff. They also have a free ebook that you can go to their website, give them your name and email, and they'll send you that 52 health and lifestyle tips. So a lot of great stuff. Take advantage of their knowledge. As I said before, the future of healthcare is right now inside Dr. Mark and Dr. Colleen Van Hoogstraat's office. Don't wait till you have a problem. Get those kids in there. Get their nervous system checked. This is Dr. Alan Weinstein for the Weekly Health News Show. I'll be back next week with another health expert to help you take charge of your health.